Vermont State Health Commissioner Dr. Harry Chen spoke in a lecture hall at Bennington College Thursday evening. He discussed the blood testing results of 472 Bennington area residents who were exposed to the industrial chemical PFOA. It's the same chemical found in water supplies in nearby Hoosick Falls and Petersburg, New York. In the Bennington area, it's been linked to the former ChemFab plant, now owned by company Saint-Gobain. The chemical itself has been tied to ill health effects, including kidney and testicular cancer. But Dr. Chen cautioned that the science is still out on how much PFOA in a body will cause what, if any, problems.
Clearly, the uncertainty is there, that we can't equate a PFOA level with any known or predicted health effects.
In the Bennington area, the average blood concentration of PFOA in those tested was 10.1 micrograms per liter. Just over the New York border in Hoosick Falls, the average was 23.5. Some had concentrations several times higher. Higher concentrations were found in people who worked with the chemical at the ChemFab site and those with private wells. Lower concentrations were found in those who lived with municipal water, which is PFOA-free. Common health effects among affected residents associated with larger studies included high blood pressure and cholesterol. Chen said the key points of the study are the determination that PFOA in your blood comes from the PFOA in your water, that the blood test can't tell you if a health effect was caused by PFOA, and that levels will decrease by half every 3 to 4 years. Dr. Alan Wolf, a pediatrician and medical toxicologist with Boston Children's Hospital and Harvard Medical School, cautioned people to mind the gap between what was found locally and what's been found in studies with humans and other mammals. He urged residents to understand that although the health effects are associated with PFOA, that alone does not prove causation. The health effects of many so-called PFAS chemicals are unstudied. The seemingly simple conclusions and advice puzzled several in the audience who had been exposed to PFOA. One resident questioned Dr. Wolf about her own symptoms.
Because my levels are very high. And to look at me, I'm a healthy individual.
Absolutely.
I've had my problems, though, you know, things that may progress. And they are related to this. Right now, I'm fine.
Again, when you talk about causation, you're not talking about any of these conditions. So just to reemphasize that these are associations that have been shown in human studies, but that doesn't mean that this exposure caused that condition.
The second half of the meeting was focused on the future and how Vermont's agencies would find solutions to the water problems under new Republican Governor Phil Scott. The state is negotiating with the company it has deemed to be the polluter, Saint-Gobain, which owns the former ChemFab plant. Last year, officials, including the former Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner, had said the state would pursue municipal line extensions in Bennington in 2017 and would seek a $2 million reimbursement from Saint-Gobain for an engineering study. Former DEC Commissioner Alyssa Shuren spoke last September.
I'm here to announce that the state has decided to pay for that, because Saint-Gobain has not committed to that yet.
The entire project to extend clean water lines to those with polluted wells could cost $35 million. On Thursday night, with some former officials absent, several faces at the meeting were familiar, and some came down to introduce themselves. Julie Moore is the state's new Secretary of Agriculture and Natural Resources.
I want to assure you that there will be no change in approach, even though there's a new team in place, at least at the top. I say that because we will have the same technical and legal team in place that has been working on this issue from day one.
Moore said negotiations continue with Saint-Gobain, but that the administration was surprised by a letter sent by the company late last year that said carbon filtration systems on homes with contaminated wells is an effective permanent remedy. The company has paid for the installation of filtration systems and the distribution of bottled water. The letter came as State Senators Brian Campion and Dick Sears introduced a bill to hold Saint-Gobain accountable for the municipal line extensions. Moore was optimistic the state could reach a settlement with the company and that it would remain a partner, but admitted the negotiations were going slower than hoped for.
Ultimately, the pace of the municipal waterline construction will depend on whether Saint-Gobain will be a partner with the state, and our goal remains to see construction start in 2017.
Health Commissioner Chen will be leaving his post in March, but pledged that all data and research would remain and promised a smooth transition.
The players and the data and the and the commitment to protecting public health is still going to be there.
Another round of blood testing for Bennington area residents will be held. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.